In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the feast of Saint Polycarp, and he was a bishop in the early church, and actually he was a beloved disciple of Saint John the Evangelist. And like Saint John, Saint Polycarp was also good and kind to everyone, but he always avoided the company of bad men. Once when someone was preaching something different from what our Lord had said, Saint Polycarp plugged his ears. All that he learned from Saint John, he taught to others, and he became a heroic bishop, always defending the Holy Catholic faith in all circumstances. When he was already very old, there erupted a fierce persecution against Christians in the Roman Empire, and Saint Polycarp refused to escape, but he presented himself before the Roman officer. He was brought before the proconsul, the leader of the officials, who then said to Saint Polycarp, "Swear by the divinity of the emperor and blaspheme Christ, and I will set you free." But he answered with his famous and immortal words, "I have served Jesus for 86 years, and he has never done me any harm. How could I blaspheme my king and my savior?" And again the proconsul shouted his command, "Swear by the divinity of the emperor." But again Saint Polycarp answered, "In case you do not know who I am, listen to me. I am a Christian. I will then have you thrown to the wild beasts if you do not change your mind," said the proconsul. And Saint Polycarp answered, "Bring them on. I'll have you burned," again was warning. And the answer, "The fire of which you speak burns but an hour. The fire reserved for blasphemers burns forever." The proconsul was so infurious because Saint Polycarp kept his faith that he ordered him to be burned alive. But the flames, instead of burning the bishop, formed themselves into an arch above him. And the miracle did not make the pagans free Polycarp, but he was finally cruelly executed and thus earned the glorious crown of martyrdom, somebody who dies for their Christian faith. Children, all the saints are good example to us, and Saint Polycarp is also is especially the good example of keeping good company and avoid bad company. Saint Polycarp loved to hear the things told and spoken about Jesus, but he always stayed away from any evil men who would try to make him deny Jesus, or who said something which was against Jesus' teaching. We should also learn and always to choose our friends with care, that we should look and love for those people and those friends who are like us in the manner of serving and following Christ. When we have as friends other people who also love Jesus, we can pray for each other and we can learn from each other to carry our cross faithfully every day. Conversely, if we should ever have bad friends, those bad friends very likely get us to acquire some very bad habits as well. Remember, children, that you also, like Saint Polycarp, you are Christians, and when you grow up, you also have to be heroic and defenders and listeners of the true Christian doctrine. Always can choose your company with care, and you keep only very good friends who pray for you and for whom you pray and who help you to carry your own cross in life. The example of good friends, just like the example of saints, will help us to be exactly kind of boys and girls which Jesus wants. And that is true meaning of being a saint, becoming just like Jesus wants us to be. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.